It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
It is the Major League Eating Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for your support of Major League Eating. To find out more, go to MajorLeagueEating.com. You'll see upcoming events. We got Nathan's qualifiers, a go-go, and also rankings as well. And joining us on the phone right now, the number 29 eater in the world, Brian, a big sexy beard from Denver, Colorado. How are you, man?
I'm great, man. It's about time you guys finally got me on one of these things.
Hey. All right. Smack talking. I like that. I like that already. Okay. Well, let's start with this, because before we got on the phone, we were talking about your ranking right now. So at this point, you are 29. You're a little bit higher. You're feeling a little perturbed about that. Let's talk about that a little bit. What do you got to do to move yourself up?
I guess I have to be more consistent in the way I eat. My capacity seems to be lacking. That and the fact it seems like all the top eaters go to every contest that I go to. I need to start knocking them off one by one, but it's all going to take time.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Well, my first ever contest, Major League Eating Contest, was back in, I believe, June of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Tempe qualifier, Nathan's qualifier.
Okay, well, and the thing is, and you and I talked about this also off the air before we started talking. I mean, you're a kid, and here's the story, and this just makes me feel old. So I graduated from high school in 1987. I graduated from the University of Denver, so you and I had the Denver connection in 1991. And you informed me that when I graduated from high school, you were two years old.
I was 2 years old, and a little fun fact right now, Matt Stoney is number 10 in the world, who I'm going up against this weekend in Hawthorne, wasn't even born when he graduated high school.
Well, that's going to make me, Rich Shea, George Shea, feel a little bit older. So thank you for the extra gray hairs. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and we love that. It's a very caring attitude. So let's talk about the qualifier in Hawthorne. How are you approaching it this time around?
You know, last year I only had one qualifier, and I won in San Jose, and I approached it, you know, was just trying to expand my capacity and getting used to the hot dogs again after not doing them for over a year. And this year it's crazy. It's been more of a mental aspect for me. I've been actually having actual dreams about the contest, going up against Matt Stoney and Kevin Ross and Damon Wells and all them that are going to be there at the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I'm mentally focused, and hopefully my capacity is going to be there as well. So
this is, I mean, this is, you know, this is elite level stuff. You don't get psyched out easily, do you?
No, I don't. I've been in contests where somebody threw up on the table next to me, and it really doesn't psych me out as long as I don't touch it. But, you know, as far as the smack talking goes, it's all fun and games until we're at the table, and anything that I find offensive or attacking, I'll just use that as fuel for the fire.
There we go. Let's talk about your other pursuits. You were a semi-pro football player, and you got quite a bit of success in that.
Yeah, I'm a left guard and a nose tackle, and my first year in 2006, we ended up winning the championship of the league, and then 2 years later, I joined a different team, ended up winning another championship, and we got invited to go play in the national championship in Vegas in December of 2008, I believe it was, and didn't win, but I mean, the whole experience was great.
Well, Vegas any time of year is good anyway, so let's be perfectly blunt and honest here. Another pursuit that you have, you are a former belly flop champion as well, with massive following on YouTube.
My first contest that I did that was 06 as well. That's actually where my nickname came from, Big Sexy. Local radio station does a contest every year, and I'm like, you know, it's a trip or two to Cancun for a week. What's the worst that could happen? I get a couple bruises.
Right.
That's back when MySpace was really big, and I changed my username from Brian to Big Sexy as a joke, and the radio station found out, and it kind of took off. Got up there, threw my big blue hat on. Stripped down out of my swimming suit into a speedo.
Nice.
And did a 13-foot drop. Ended up making ESPN and CNN headline news. The whole thing went viral.
Nice.
And I guess just kind of stuck like glue.
Well, you know, it's the speedo thing. You wanted to make sure that you were going to... You had to get as much as you could out of it. You had to be very streamlined. You had to be aerodynamic. I mean, the speedo was the key. I mean, the hat's one thing, but the speedo was the key, right?
Absolutely. Well, then I shaved all the body hair off, and... You know, it's just, that was the whole package. And And I told George about my belly flop experiences. It's like, maybe you should sneak that speedo on stage one of these days. So, hey, you never know. I might have some up my sleeve or, you know.
Oh, nice.
And, one of these contests coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you're going full swimmer with shaving all the body hair, so Michael Phelps, watch out. Tell me about the big hat, the big blue foam cowboy hat. What's that all about?
Well, I got that in Vegas, speaking of Vegas, on my 21st birthday. It's my 21st birthday trip. Went out there, and there was this rodeo in town. Everyone was walking around wearing foam cowboy hats, and I'm like, well, where can I get one? They're like, you with the rodeo? I'm like, no. So I just went to a hat store and got one. Out of spite of everybody that wouldn't give me one of their hats. And just walked around Vegas with that hat and one of the yardstick frozen hurricanes and called it good. And the reason I wear it, you know, everybody's got their shtick. You know, X has his face paint and Bertoletti's got the mohawk. And, well, Sonya and Badlands is Badlands. And honestly, if I wasn't wearing the hat, I'd just be another big guy at the table. I've found that kids really enjoy the hat. It makes it a little more fun. And,
yep.
And laid back as opposed to just watching a bunch of guys gorge down on a bunch of food.
It's a big hat. Big hat is always funny. So, no, that's excellent work. Excellent work. And
honestly, it's my Dumb and Dumber hat. You remember the scene in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I was...
Where he's walking around. It's a bare essential. What can I say?
Yeah, it was that, and then there was an SNL reference in there with Jeopardy, with Will Ferrell and Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
So dual reference there. We got two in. That's exciting. So, Brian, big sexy beard. Heading to Hawthorne, California for the Nathan's Qualifier. Hopefully he's getting himself to New York for a second year. We wish you the best of luck, man. And as a Colorado guy myself, I wish you the best of luck and do it for Denver, baby.
Oh, absolutely. That's the plan. I appreciate you guys very much for having me on.